brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The 9th day of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. We have several special reports that are going to premiere here on the radio in the third hour today, including the proof that, yes, the UN treaty does restrict your Second Amendment, and proof that Obama is coming after your guns. It's on. They're moving on every front. They're going to shut down the industry, they're going to raise the taxes, they're going to put in the carbon taxes, all of it designed. You see all these businesses finally shutting down now that Obama's been reelected, tens of thousands being laid off just in the first day. It's because a lot of companies operate on such small profit margins that they cannot compete with the government healthcare system, also increasing the price of healthcare. They can barely hang on against China, against India, against Mexico, who don't have any health care, any workers' comp, make you work 18 hours a day, suicide nets at the Apple factories. And so it's like, okay, we're shutting down. We're closing our doors. We're gone. We're not going to hire anybody. Or we're going to lay off, you know, half our workforce. Or all the big corporations are saying, you know what, you get 20 hours a week now instead of 40, so you don't get your insurance. And so, that's great. That's the plan. Now you'll go from 25 million on food stamps when Obama got in to right at 50 million. It'll go to 100 mil. And the even more will shut down until we have the gas shortages, the food shortages. This is a plan. They did this in China. They did this in Russia. They did this in Cuba. They did this everywhere. They've been doing it in Venezuela. And this is it. Until those of us that even know how to work are in forced labor camps producing for the welfare queens, walking around with their submachine guns, beating us over the head with shovels. Now, it'll never get to that point. It got to that point in North Korea, got to that point to a great extent in Cuba, got to that point in the Soviet Union, got that point in China. China got smart and made a deal with the globalists who put them in place to begin with in 49 to be just a slave system, more of a fascist system, calling itself communist, but allowing some free enterprise. But they're not going to do that. They're going to strangle the goose with the golden eggs because they hate America so much. And it's about total domination. And so there will be plenty of cream in the globalist bunkers, the armored redoubts, and the new status will be black uniforms. Won't matter if you live in a little hovel and, you know, don't get a lot of food either. At least you're going to get to strut around into the new austerity and check some papers and break some jaws, all right, and run some checkpoints and see the once great citizens pull up to them and be scared. This is the pure baptism in enslavement because we think abortion's good. I mean, I was thinking about it this morning, and it really hit me that I need to codify an entire 10-minute special report on this and not just get on the air and talk about it. And really break down an epiphany I had about abortion. You know, I knew this about abortion, but it really hit me in like a 5-10 minute epiphany where I just stood there with my hand on the counter after my wife and children had left before I came into the office. They were gone on some errands. I just sat there, and it all made perfect sense. Because if you'll say those aren't humans and that that's not a life and you've got that choice and all the excuses, once you have the abortion, you're now committed to that idea and you'll commit to any other rationalization. Now, a lot of people have been involved in abortions, and as long as you realize it was wrong what you did and understand the fraud of it, you're cleansed. It's a great weight off your shoulders. I know. But I'll tell you, those of you out there, it is your religion. When I said women who have all these abortions and love abortion and then are proud of it and brag about it, their wombs are temples to human sacrifice. They are the ultimate Satanists. They have murdered their children. We'll be right back with Ron Paul.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Friday, the 9th day of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. Ron Paul, soon to be former Congressman Ron Paul, is set to join us in about 30 minutes here on the air. And obviously, he was quoted by the Washington Times and others when he was on Bloomberg Television as saying America already went over the cliff and we're far gone and that we have converted to socialism and will collapse. And that is the plan. Yes, they're going to collapse us into total tyranny. And the domesticated masses will not know any better, and they will demand anyone who has any money, any property, that everything be taken from you until finally you are physically put in forced labor camps. That is what every socialist and communist country ends up collapsing into if the people put up with it. That's where it leads, is the North Korean, Soviet, communist Chinese, Foxconn, Apple, suicide nets around the building, forced abortions, inside. That's where it leads. That's who these people are. That's what they create. That is what they push in every single case. So Ron Paul, the congressman, will be joining us to break all of that down later in the hour. On top of all of that, they're pushing the fiscal cliff, and this has been done in Europe over and over again. The globalists, the mega banks that brag that they've conquered our country and the rest of the world through fraud and derivatives and manipulation, hold everyone hostage saying the economy is going to implode unless you give us carbon taxes, increased carbon taxes, VAT taxes, higher income taxes. And they call it austerity. And then the prostitute media plays along with it and never points out that almost all the debt is really from bailing out the mega banks themselves. So that is some of the information that we're going to be covering on that front as well today. And again, Kohl's election loss could mean gain for carbon tax. Bloomberg, The Hill, carbon tax could be in Obama's toolbox. Bloomberg, Obama may levy carbon tax to cut U.S. deficit. HSBC says that's where this is going. On top of a VAT, Obama's set to give a speech today, and you know he's going to talk about how we're in trouble, why the economy just imploded the day after I got elected. Again, the same mega banks that financed to get him back into office and financed Romney just to make doubly sure they maintain control, either way their guy got in, they dropped the hammer after the election because they've been somewhat propping it up because now they're going to the next phase of austerity. And when they raise taxes, just like they've done in California or like they've done in other countries, like Greece and other places, it actually lowers revenue and kills business. That's the plan. You don't want people uppity with their own businesses running around with money in the bank. You want them with the hands out. That's why Chris Matthews has said it. Michael Moore has said it, how great the storm is, because it makes you dependent and it teaches you to be dependent. Of course, we see 11 days without power. Sandy victims want answers. We have other reports. Power outages continue to plague New Jersey, New York, you name it. 30-hour wait for fuel offers plenty of intrigue, but no gas. New York Daily News. Gas rationing. New Yorkers welcomed to the third world. Ready to snap. In Cedar Grove, residents are a 10th and 11th day. No power. What they're really freaking out about is the liquor deliveries aren't happening. The alcohol has run out. There's more looting, more crime going on, but the media is keeping it quiet. Bitter cold inside disaster shelter. Even the government shelters in places like Marlboro don't have power. That's the type of information that we have here. All right. Now, there's your government. 11 days won't help you. But we're bad if we say that you should get prepared. We're bad if we say you should have a year of food, you should have firearms, you should know how to fix basic stuff in your house or car, you should know how to run a trot line, you should know how to clean a firearm, you should know how to stomp somebody's button to the ground if they assault you. But the new religion in America, there's three groups of people, really. There's globalist, technocratic, crime syndicates that know the street, know how the world works, and decided to fleece the sheep. You've got good, hardworking people that try to work within the system that's fraudulent, who are being attacked and destroyed. And then you have the giant mass of dumbed-down Kim Kardashian, you know, fans who don't even know what day of the week it is, literally, who are in helpless zombie-like states, and all they know how to do is beg and plead and demand that somebody else's stuff is theirs. They are going to literally, societally, culturally eat us alive. This has happened everywhere. It's not like we're just theorizing. This is guaranteed. It's like you got gangrene on your leg and your toes are turning black and smelling. They're going to have to cut those toes off. And if they don't, you're going to lose the whole leg and then your whole body, you're going to die. Well, we have gangrene, flesh-eating bacteria all over us politically, okay? We're stumbling around. Snot's coming out of our nose. Our eyes are bloodshot. We've got 110 fever. This country is on death's doorstep, which is the plan. Going from liberty and 4% of the world's population having half the wealth because we weren't perfect. We had more freedom. And so it was a cornucopia. It was an engine of wealth. And we became spoiled brats, and people learned to sit around or get government jobs and, you know, festoon themselves and convince themselves that they make the earth, you know, turn and the grass grow and the birds sing. And, I mean, we look, I've been saying it. We're far gone. We're over the cliff. It's all designed. Ron Paul's now saying that. In fact, guys, will you print me that stack of Ron Paul articles? Oh, no. Actually, here they are. Good. I found them. And I know you gave them to me. I couldn't find them. Ron Paul, election shows U.S. far gone. Washington Times, The Hill. Ron Paul, we're already over the fiscal cliff. Yeah, by design. Ron Paul, America already over the cliff. Wall Street Journal goes on with it. Okay, he's going to come on. We've got questions for him. The point is that this is an engineered situation. Now I spent 3 days making sure of this, and I went and checked at blackboxvoting.org, her numbers. In the past, Bev Harris was pretty much a Democrat. She called herself an independent because she realizes they're all a mafia. She helped expose Republican theft of elections. So we're not saying Mitt Romney's good. We had Obama supporters calling yesterday. You heard me open the phones for him. We're going to do it again today later after Ron Paul leaves us. And I would say, now listen, my guy didn't lose. Mitt Romney's a globalist, but the referendum, if you believe this election, certifying that people say, yeah, you didn't build that. I want an Obama phone, and the government needs to give us a little something. We went out and interviewed Obama supporters at the Driscoll, at the Democratic Party of Texas celebration here in the capital city of Texas, Austin, and that's what they were all saying. Yeah, we need to help people. We need to give people money, give them free health care, give them free education. There's no such thing as free. When you start giving it out free, it starts debasing everything. Democrats polled want quantitative easing. They want money printing. They just don't get it, folks. They really are in this weird starstruck fantasy. Does that mean Republicans are good? No, they like torture, secret arrest, lying wars. They bought into their own brand of evil. The point is, if they would have kicked Obama out, that would have been, hey, incumbents, look out. Hey, you know, people are mad. The fact that things are so bad, Obama's been caught lying so much, NDAA, torture, secret arrest, hiring nothing but lobbyists, signing statements, all the insider deals, shutting down the coal plant, shipping General Motors to China, Solyndra, just makes Bill Clinton look like a saint. It's not that Bill Clinton's a saint. He's actually running this administration. It's a Clinton operation, folks. It's on record. It's that things are so far gone now, they get away with anything. Justice Department running fast and furious. The list goes on and on. And meanwhile, they're buying 1.6 billion bullets. They're digging in. They're fortifying police stations. They're training them that gun owners and libertarians are the enemy, that those that don't like world government are the enemy. Those of us that understand the takeover, those of us that don't want this to happen, we are now listed as the enemy, and they're putting the internet kill switch in with cybersecurity, and they're announcing they want the fairness doctrine back to shut us down, and they're doing all sorts of cyber attacks to alternative media. It's on, folks. It's on. Now, here's the good news. And I've studied this, and I can tell you right now, Bev Harris, vote fraud expert, Romney votes not counted in key states, and if you add up all the places where there was clear fraud that they admit none of the votes were counted on election day, they would just announce it, and the trends were Romney really won those states, Mitt Romney really won. Now, that's not a good thing, but it's not the worst scenario, because it just shows people at least hitting the reset button. You know, going, you know what, we don't like what Bush did, we're putting Obama in. We don't like what Obama did, we're putting Romney in. At least it shows some primitive inkling of understanding how much trouble we're in. And there's video of Bev Harris breaking it down 2 days ago. But we went and collated it all, you know, did our own vetting. It's accurate. It's a very important article. Because here's the deal, folks. You don't really believe that most polls showed 2/3 of people wanted GMO labeling in California. But then magically 60% or close to 59% voted against it. They're still counting votes. I mean, you don't really believe Californians don't want to have something labeled GMO. Does anyone buy that? Does anyone, when there's admitted election fraud everywhere, and now they call states, you know, when they haven't even counted the day's ballots, they're not even in. I mean, does anyone believe this? Look, here's the deal. The system's totally discredited now. They're going to say the voting machines at state level say ban guns. They're going to say that, oh, all the new property tax increases pass. Wow, who would have thought it? Oh, my gosh. You know, and a few times they'll have a few state referendums to make it look like you're having some victories. I'm telling you, folks, this is a scientific takeover where they grab power, see if we buy it. Okay, they bought it, move forward. You have to either discredit the whole system, disengage, fight against it every way you can, or we're going into a cross between the Soviet Union, Communist China, Nazi Germany, and Caesar's Rome. I mean, this is it. We're in trouble. And if you don't have goosebumps, you ain't got a heart.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a three-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the three-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
A little piece of me, a little piece of you. We die.
A little piece of you.
For the system.
A little piece of me will die.
We'll die. For the system. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, stocks are falling. People are laying off their employees all over the place. because, you see, we're in a global system designed by the mega banks, and it's designed to shut down the once wealthy economies and convert them over to tyranny. And the globalists brag about this. They write about this, but that's in their economic treatises. The general public just likes to buy into whatever the mainstream media is telling them, and they're telling them the government wants you to do great and wants to help the little guys. And as more people get poor, they think, well, the answer must be government because they say they want to make me rich. And then government gets bigger, more people get poor, and they go, well, we better have a bigger government. That's what makes poor people rich. And bigger government, more poor people, until we convert from the richest country in the world to a globalist New World Order military colony where they just get conscripts. And they're coming out with the drone ships, the drone aircraft, the drone submarines, the drone soldiers. That won't even be needed soon. You see, the future doesn't need us. Human life's always been cheap. But now because of robotics and automation, we're not even needed, according to the globalists. And so they're just shutting down the once free society so they can convert us into pure authoritarianism ahead of forced population reduction. That is just some of what's going on. And we did a national poll that I mentioned yesterday on air, but this got published by the time we went off air at 2 p.m. Central yesterday. Poll, nearly one-third of Americans should accept TSA body cavity search in order to fly. That was a Harris Scientific poll of 2,000-plus adults that we commissioned. And you can read the full poll at Infowars.com. And some newspapers picked this up, but you would imagine that'd be a big national story. But some people are commenting, no, I think they should check us. There could be a bomb. Well, why not cut you open? There could be something in your stomach. I mean, why not just not let you leave your house? How about you just live in a little confined Agenda 21 ghetto just for your security, of course. That's what Hitler said. Go to these ghettos that have barbed wire around them for your security. I mean, that's where this is all going. But if you advertise it as the latest, greatest thing and have Madonna promote it, well, it must be great. And the poll asked six questions. One of the others was, would you wear an electric shock or taser bracelet? Poll, 35% of Americans would wear electric shock bracelet in order to fly. And Homeland Security actually has taken bids and had meetings about making everyone wear it. Shocking survey results show how much freedom Americans are willing to sacrifice. Of course, they don't care if you don't like it. They'll just try to implement it. And they already put you in a radiation bath get your authorization for the safety of everybody, of course. The government needs to have that happen. And they grope you, of course, for your safety. So that's what's happening in the once land of the free, home of the brave, because of Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs in Libya and Syria and always ran and always will run out of Saudi Arabia. But it's just so much fun to be Islamophobic, even though the globalists run the radicals and put them in power, that it's like, so what? Just get rid of my future, get rid of my kids' future, take all my rights. Hey, but the government manuals that police and military sent us, and FBI and Federal Marshal sent us over the years that broke over and over again national news, it says it's not about Al-Qaeda, that it's gun owners, returning veterans, and farmers and people, anybody that is self-sufficient. Wow, just like how all authoritarians go after those people. This is a repeat of history. Right here, Lenin, Mao, this is important. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we do need to watch those evil right-wingers. I mean, they don't want us to get our Obama phone. What did Janet Reno say on 60 Minutes back in the mid-90s? She said the biggest cult in America, the most dangerous people, are, quote, evangelical Christians who believe in the second coming of Christ. Why, you believe in the second coming of Christ? And that's what they teach in those manuals. And you know what? If you're a cop and you go to those intelligence training deals and you don't agree with that, they take note and you're out of there. You're back on patrol. We're going to bust you down from, sergeant back to on the street, pal. How about you lose $20,000 a year in your paycheck? Oh, you don't like shaking people down and writing them tickets all day? How about you get put back out there, where you started 10 years ago? Oh, you don't like that? How about you just get out of here? And a lot of them do get, oh, it's like, good, we got people that are willing to do whatever they're told. You just get off the force. And so the conversion towards pure evil accelerates. And I want to beg all of you out there to realize that a lot of us have disengaged from the system because we know we don't have a choice within the system with people like Mitt Romney. But it is a mandate. It is a vote against liberty that people voted for Obama. Not that either guy would have done really something different. It's just that Obama openly says you didn't build that. Openly that we're collectivists. Openly that banning all guns is good in the past. And now he's coming after the guns. Now they're coming out with the legislation. They physically want them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ron Paul coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, he is joining us from the road via cell phone, so if he cuts out, he'll call us right back. Congressman Ron Paul, he's been a busy man out there speaking to millions of young people around the country, we're doing a great job exposing collectivism and the path this country's going on. And on this Friday edition, a few days after the election, we have a couple of minutes here, or 30 minutes or so, with Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman, I don't know how you do it, holding up under something that a young man couldn't do, but great job getting the message of liberty out during the campaign.
Well, it's been a lot of fun and tedious and, of course, at times frustrating. But what really gets me going or keeps me going is what everybody knows is that I have identified with a lot of young people, as you have. You know, I'm going to the campuses, and that's why I've never dwelled on D.C. D.C. is important, but D.C. is a reflection of what the next generation is going to be thinking about and realizing. So that's where I'm optimistic. Washington's as big as best as ever. But there's reason to believe that all the freedom organizations, your radio show, we're all making some progress and more in the last 5 years than we did probably in the previous 20 years.
Absolutely. Bev Harris, who is, as you know, one of the top voting fraud experts in the country, she's nonpartisan. She says a lot of Romney votes didn't get counted. They called states long before they should have. That article's up at Infowars.com. I know it looks like you're a spoiled sport if you talk about election fraud, but it's been certified and proven over and over again. I don't so much see it as a mandate for collectivism that Obama got reelected. I see it as a mandate that people have been dumbed down and that Romney wasn't really somebody who was really speaking out against Obama. But when you make the statement, Congressman, that the U.S. election shows we're far gone, can you elaborate on that?
Well, yes, and the subject comes up because the big talk now is a fiscal cliff. And in many ways, I work on the assumption that we've sort of gone off the cliff. Nobody realizes because we haven't hit the bottom and we don't know what the ramifications are. But in the election, what I was thinking about at that time was that one of the things that Obama was able to do was play on fear of those people, you know, in the Rust Belt, who are used to artificially high wages and jobs and bailouts, and he played on that. So in many ways, it was those individuals in Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin are saying, hey, you protect me, take care of me, make sure my checks are coming. And I said it's not a whole lot different than the way they line up on the streets in Greece. You know, don't cut anything, and the people who are on the dole want it. So in that way, that side of the argument won. But I'm not as down on what happened in the election because 12 million decided not to bother, which isn't all that bad, you know, because they decided they looked at Romney and they looked at Obama and says it's not worth the effort, and they know this whole system is rigged against us if we try a third party. So they just said the heck with it. And but I think those are our supporters. I mean, I think those are the people who probably listen to you and pay attention to me, but they know that, you know, the current system isn't working. But I think we're the majority. There's no doubt in my mind, if you take people who have dropped out a while ago or dropping out now, not enthusiastic, wouldn't vote for either of them, I think they're listening more to what we're saying.
That was my next question. I saw some of the breakdowns in areas of Florida and other places where there were massively less Republican voters just not voting this time around than voted 4 years ago with McCain and Obama. And I looked at the numbers and the demographics. I think you're alluding to this, so I'd like you to expand on it, Congressman. Congressman Ron Paul joins us, if you just tuned in live here on this Friday edition, that it is the Ron Paul libertarian, constitutional, true America group that was snubbed and demonized and attacked and drummed out by the Rockefeller blue blood Republicans that just didn't vote. I mean, I know that I ended up not voting because of that. Richard Reeves, one of my crew members, was one of your delegates. He ended up not doing that. Most Republicans and conservatives and libertarians I talked to just said, hey, let Obama come in and bring in total communism. Let's let everybody really see what this is like. No more of these fake Republicans who are basically exactly the same, Republican in name only, counterfeit conservatives. I mean, what I'm hearing is people are voting by buying 4 or 5 million guns a month, and they're done.
Yeah. Now, people are hunkering down, and they realize this. And the big question, the big job we had is when the major crisis hits, the really big one, is, you know, there will be a revamping. There's always a restoration of a currency that people can at least trust for a while or are told to trust it, and they have to have restored confidence in a government. And right now, though, the contest is between us who would like very limited federal government and a lot of self-government versus those who want to march onward. Not to see, I don't usually use the word carelessly, but onto a form of, you know, just socialism. But it's a form of socialism that's called fascism, and that's why I dread the combination of big government and big corporations. And when you look at that, whether it's medical care or the media or the military, the Goldman Sachs and the banking industry, that's who's been in charge, and they're going to hang on tenaciously. So our challenge is very great, but our numbers are growing by leaps and bounds, and people, because of the crisis, they're looking elsewhere because they know that these economic policies policy of Keynesian and the inflation of the Fed, they're not confident that they can do it again.
There's a term out there, Obamaism or Obamaism, basically communism. And you just said it as someone who studied history and also finance and economics. They're always saying, oh, we have the choice of fascism or socialism and the extreme of socialism, communism. But Stalin and Hitler had a pact together. They divided Poland in half. Stalin admired Hitler and adopted much of what he did. Mussolini and Hitler were actually national socialists. They socialized things for the general public, but allowed mega robber barons to have a centralized fascist economy. And historically, that's what I've seen, just studying history myself, is you get a socialism or communism on the bottom with powerful exempt elites or empires that are incredibly wealthy, with the general public fighting over scraps. And I mean, this is the type of real definition we need out there, that liberalism we hear about is not liberal at all, like Thomas Jefferson, a real liberal. This is a virulent authoritarianism.
Yeah, and when these changes occur, if national socialism is defeated, they have no trouble becoming communist. In the communists in Russia, the KGB became corporatists. You know, all of a sudden that was amazing to me that in 5 years they get these billionaires, and then I found out that it was the KGB that ended up owning most of the big businesses. They did have more of a market economy, and you can't complain about the Soviets falling apart, but really many of the same people stayed in charge. So they're very flexible. They want power and money and control, and what they call it is secondary to that.
Sure. And again, the proper definition of Obamunism, which I hope everybody adopts, is the high tax, big government, economic growth killing, centrally planned economic regime favored by Barack Hussein Obama, essentially the same as communism and socialism. And I mean, if this isn't Obamunism, I don't know what is, Congressman. When you talk about we're already over the cliff, when you talk about, we are basically far gone, that's not negativity. That's historically being accurate in my well-researched view. But can you flesh it out? You know, you talked a few years ago about something big is coming. Break down where we're going, because I've seen numbers even in the Wall Street Journal that our per capita government debt, individual debt, is far above Greece's even. And right. So how you expect historically, you've predicted so much of this, what you expect to now unfold as we see the economy imploding just days after Obama gets back in?
I was always impressed with talking with the young people on the campuses and telling them how bad I see things. And then the comments afterwards when I would talk to them, they said, you're the only one that gives me hope. And they come across very optimistic. And I think knowing the truth and what to do and offering them something else is a reason for optimism. But my point about us being over the cliff means that I don't work on the assumption that all of a sudden there's going to be an agreement in December or January, and they're going to solve spending and deficit problems and the entitlement. That's not going to happen. So we're over the cliff in that sense, and we're falling off. We just don't know the entire consequences of this. So I see the consequence being that there will be more and more debt and more inflation. The money will finally come out and start bidding up the prices even more so. And today I wrote a little thing commenting on the Germans wanting to get their gold holdings out of the Fed holdings up in New York. And I said, maybe this is the crack in the seams where they're losing confidence of the supremacy of the dollar as well as the supremacy of our political system. You know, we went through depressions, we went through world wars, and we always came out on top. You know, people said, and even now, I mean, we're still on top in the sense that when they have a crisis day in the market, people will still buy those stupid government bonds, you know, because they don't know where else to go. But I think this idea that the Germans are saying, hey, do you really have our gold? And what if they find out that gold isn't there? What if they decide to go along with our concern and check and say, tell us where our gold is as well? And that, to me, will combine with the recognition that the war that we took upon ourselves, the drone war and the unwarranted continuous bombing and this global war on terrorism is going to be something that we can't handle, because just having a lot of nukes on submarines can't solve those problems. And if we get weakened with our dollar and financially, I think we'll be a paper tiger militarily. And then I see what would happen then is a movement for all the countries that we have belittled and badgered and you know, bombed. They're going to love to come piling on us. And it'll be interesting to see if in the next year or two this whole thing about what Germany's talking about might not be the opening salvo on an international attack on our dollar.
And Congressman, as you know, there's a bunch of other countries, a lot of Latin American countries led by Venezuela, that are pulling their gold out of England, out of the euro, out of the U.S. as well. And so we really see the battle lines being drawn. We see the Chinese trying to get away from treasuries. And then here at home, we did a national Harris poll for Infowars.com that just came out yesterday, a scientific poll. 35% of Americans would accept the electric shock bracelets that the TSA, actually with Homeland Security 2 years ago, looked at adopting, where we all wear taser bracelets. That way we're all safe. I'm not joking, folks. And also 30%, or nearly a third, in the same Harris poll said they would accept a TSA body cavity search. This is not satire, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman, you yourself have complained of the abuse at their hands. And now we've seen other Congress people complain of it, and it's getting more intense. What is your take on the 1.6 billion bullets now being purchased by Homeland Security? What is your take on the TSA now on the highways, all of this expansion of the police state?
Well, it's all preparation. They say just in case there's an emergency, we have to restore order. Some of them are probably sincere in the sense that we can't control events. They didn't control events. They didn't know when the storm was coming. But if it does occur, you know, they want to. Order is what they want. They want order. And therefore, it doesn't prove that they have something absolutely planned on paper exactly what they're going to do and when. But they also know the fragility of the system, like we know. We know it's fragile. And we know that whether it's a storm or a financial crisis, that people are going to get unruly. And my argument is that it is a moral issue, but there's a lot of morality that needs to be taught, because people who give out government services, they believe themselves to be very moral. Just like, you know, the thug on the street, he doesn't necessarily lay awake at night for what he has done wrong. But I think as the government breaks down and can't provide the services, that immorality will be expanded in with the people. And the people will say, well, the government has to do this, and they're not forthcoming. So therefore, I am going to take what is rightfully my own. And I think our enemies know that, and they'll say, well, even though they have pretended that they were going to take care of everybody who needs help, they're really there to control them. So this is why I think they lay these plans. But it is rather scary, especially since the founders didn't even want a national police force. We shouldn't have any federal agents other than our military to have guns. And now we have hundreds of thousands. I don't know the exact number. I know it's over 100,000 federal agents who are carrying guns. And that number is going to continue to expand. It looks like they have a lot of guns if they're buying a lot of bullets.
So basically, do you agree with, my boil down, that they know the collapse is coming, they're digging in for it, while telling the public it's bad to basically be a prepper? I mean, why doesn't government want us to be preppers? 11 days without power now in many areas of New York and New Jersey, and all government is doing is frustrating the efforts. It's churches and citizens that did prepare that are actually holding things together and giving their neighbors food. Some estimates are more than 60% made no preparation. They're just begging the government. That's the Obama disaster plan, is to have just, I guess, a bucket you beg for government handouts from.
Yeah. Well, that'll come to an end. I don't know if you saw it, but this picture should be used by all of us to show exactly how efficient they are. Did you see the picture of the FEMA office up in New York? They had the storm, then the northeastern come in, and the snow came, and the sign says FEMA office closed due to weather.
Yes, I did see that.
Did you see that thing?
In fact, guys, pull it up. FEMA office closed due to weather. It's all over the place. We can show people watching on TV.
Isn't that something else? That is so symbolic of the idiocy. And, you know, people always, you know, they went after me for having condemned FEMA for so long and voting against it in spite of the fact that I took care of a coastal a district. But I won that argument over with my constituents because I did more to help them get around the bureaucracy and get through the bureaucracy. And when the police wouldn't, or the feds wouldn't allow them to go in and get their property, we would go to bat for them. So the people themselves are a little bit further ahead than the politicians and the media people think we are. They are.
Absolutely. Congressman, moving quickly now in the last 10 minutes we have left with you. What do you expect Obama to do now that he's got four more years? In his victory speech, he talked about how we're a collective, we're not individuals. Very creepy kind of "you didn't build it" statements again. He's got constituents literally that just beg incoherently for their free Obama phones. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just very, very sad what dependency does to people. And now they are just racing ahead saying UN gun treaty. And now Dianne Feinstein is on record, says she physically wants California style, not just a ban on sale of semi-autos. They want you to turn them in. I mean, that could cause a civil war, Congressman. People are not turning their guns in.
No, that's right. And, you know, politically, they generally back off on that. You know, in the last several presidential elections, even this one, Obama didn't campaign on stricter gun control. That doesn't mean he won't work for them, but he knows politically it's not popular. And I think those are the, you know, drawing the lines in the sand. If they knock on the door, they want your gold and want your gun, I don't think people are going to give them up. But that doesn't put them out of business to harass us. They're going to maybe put more limits on buying ammunition, you know, more taxes on it. They're going to make it more difficult for you to sell your gold or use your gold and maybe have 50-70% tax on your gold. And they will do this. But that will just drive the underground economy, to a much greater height. But no, they will continue to do that. So I don't know how this treaty will pan out. I keep always wanting to be, you know, a bit optimistic and say they can't possibly do that. That's going against the grain. So once again, it's going to be up to us to reach people and not reach just our hardcore friends. I mean, that's why we have to reach out to a new audience as well and say that they have to join us in these efforts. And that's, I'm hopeful for that because we do have the internet, you know, and I know they're trying to attack us there, but we're still able to get more information. Right now, we're riding high on our internet abilities compared to the three major TV networks.
Absolutely. Are you concerned about the internet kill switch, cybersecurity, and all these calls to reinstate the fairness doctrine for talk radio?
Yeah, I am concerned, but I also hope that technology is so big and so broad that, you know, the private market is able to overcome any obstacles. So, and I don't understand exactly how all that works,
sure. But
I hope I'm not naive to think that people can, you know, develop their own protection. But ultimately, the only thing that counts, whether it's guns or gold or the internet or war, is to awaken the people to saying, we're not going to put up with this. Governments reflect the people.
Sure. Expanding on that in the limited time we have left, going to move quick now, Congressman, because I want to get to several other points here. I'm very glad to see that you've taken back over Campaign for Liberty now that you're not running for president and about to finish up there with Congress. So congratulations on that. Very exciting to see you in there because I know you know like nobody else can drive it right with all the grassroots. What do you make of the Republicans and this new spin that Republicans need to get more socialistic and become the Democratic Party to win, when the reason the Republicans have lost, in my view, is that they've gotten so unconstitutional, people are just standing down? That's what the numbers show. What's your take on this talking point we're seeing that Republicans should just adopt Mao Zedong's views?
Yeah, it's just diversion because from where we are in this country today, and when we look at our political system, we only have one party, so we're already there. It's just tone and rhetoric is slightly different. So, yeah, they may move a little bit in that direction. And what they say has nothing much to do with what they do. And that's why You know, we have to watch what they do and where they go. But going in that direction, of course, would be the obviously wrong thing. And I think it's becoming more clear because we don't know the exact numbers of support that we had in the campaign, but it's bigger than they gave us credit for. And I keep thinking of those 12 million that refused to vote. Some of them, maybe a large number of those, are sympathetic to us. So therefore, you know, our numbers outside are significant. And I still work on the assumption that it is that attitude that eventually prevails. I mean, when the attitudes changed in the Soviet system, communism, you know, fell apart because it had no strength left and the people no longer supported it.
Absolutely. They can only steal from one group to give it to the other. And as it gets clearer and clearer that big government doesn't work, it'll finally implode. That's why we've just got to keep working, keep getting the word out. Congressman, is it time for people to apologize to you and myself and others for talking about the Bilderberg Group and the Davos New World Order crowd? Because now in the Financial Times of London, Reuters, AP, they say there is a global government, technocrats, mega bankers, they're going to run the countries, they're going to appoint the leaders, they're going to get us at a fiscal cliff, hold us hostage. I want to play you a brief clip here from the Kudlow Report where they announce we're slaves to international bankers. Here's that clip, Congressman Paul.
Mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because
right,
if we look
there
at the economic.
And then all four guests agree we're under world government. They're bragging we're under world government, but then I hear we're not supposed to talk about it, Congressman. Isn't this our strength and not our weakness that we've been right about this? Instead, now we're being told we should not talk about this?
Well, obviously, we should talk about it. The fact that they don't want us to means that we really have to talk about it. I've written a speech that hopefully I get enough time to give on the House floor, a farewell speech, and I listed five major problems that we face. And one of those five is international government. You know, the fact that it's the UN, WTO, IMF, and the World Bank taking over, deciding when we go to war and how to deal with trade. The whole works. So I would say giving up our national sovereignty is bad enough that we've given up individual and state sovereignty to our federal government, but I see the giving up of our national sovereignty to internationalism, and they claim, well, they need the WTO to have free trade. They need the WTO to protect the powerful trading special interests, the internationalists. So, yes, that is a big issue, but don't hold your breath on getting your apology, because I don't think Chris Matthews is going to call you or Rush Limbaugh is going to call you in the next week or two.
Absolutely. Well, we only got a minute and a half left. Congressman, I hope you can come back again soon. I don't want to kill you, literally. You're making you work so hard, but thank you so much for coming on the broadcast. In closing, we just want to thank you for all you've done. And can you talk about also the vindication that they now admit all over the news, LA Times, you name it, that Al-Qaeda was put in by the UN and NATO and our government in Libya, now in Syria. We'll fade the music down for a moment. And is now blowing back on us again. Your comment on that.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't surprise any of us, because I think when that started and just at the very beginning, I made some projections on that. And before you knew it, the weapons and the support we were given to certain groups were turned against us. So it's I don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a genius to figure out.
Very well said, Congress.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.